When most people think of ragtime, what comes to mind is the movie The Sting and Marvin Hamlisch's Scott Joplin adaptations. During the height of the ragtime era, there were more than 100 composers, and their music was played in bars, taverns, brothels, homes, anywhere there was a piano. And it would tend to be out of tune or sound what we might now call old-timey. Think player pianos rather than today's orchestrated digital compositions. SUNY Plattsburgh Associate Professor of Communication Studies, Tim Klucke, has researched ragtime and released an album of the classic tunes on vinyl as they were originally heard.
When I started teaching, I would ask the students, how many of you have burned a CD? And you'd see one or two hands go up. The last few years, everybody knows how to burn a CD. And that actually got me to thinking that as the years rolled on, it was less impressive if somebody knew how to create a CD, but it was more impressive if somebody knew how to create vinyl. And so that's what got me started with the Recycled Rags project.
But it wasn't as easy as grabbing a few music sheets and playing the tunes. Klucke wanted it to be a teaching and learning opportunity for him and his students. They took 2 years to research vinyl record production, ragtime music, and the era's popular culture.
Ragtime was popular 100 years ago. Vinyl was the medium 100 years ago. So recording the ragtime songs, even before that, researching, I collected over 300 manuscripts and looking through the different ragtime songs that were out there. And ragtime was unique because it had a 20-year lifespan, roughly, in the late 1890s, and it died out in the middle of World War I, 1915, 1917, that time frame.
Despite being so short-lived, Klucke says ragtime was the foundation for swing, jazz, and blues music. Ragtime saw a resurgence in the 1940s and 50s, and again in the 1970s, when E.L. Doctorow published the novel Ragtime, and The Sting popularized Joplin's music. That's when Klucke says he found an affinity for the genre.
Ragtime music is known for its syncopation. It's anticipating the offbeat, not the onbeats. You know, it always really has its own unique phrasing, and I wanted to know more about it.
For the Recycled Rags project, Klucke collected hundreds of manuscripts and decided to make the music echo its true origins.
I call it Recycled Rags because bringing them back, but also I was trying to recapture what the original sound would be. There's a honky-tonk style of piano today, which is you're playing in some tavern and the piano is out of tune from just, you know, constant use. But back then, I imagine in a brothel, the main business of those facilities was not to keep the piano in tune. And the entertainers came in, and that was one of the ways to be able to make money. But I was just trying to get back to that era. What would it have sounded like? And then on side B, I took the exact same songs and recreated them with synthesizers. And so those were the electronic realizations.
While it's scored for a single instrument, the piano, Klucke found ragtime extraordinarily complex and challenging to play.
When you look at the sheet music itself, it looks like somebody threw thousands of ants on the page. They'll have chords with, they want every finger occupied and busy at every point in time. So you just see a lot more complexity, and it's not intricate, but it's just a lot of ability to play a lot of notes in a very short time frame. This one actually is pretty straightforward. There's some syncopated areas, a lot of off beats. Some of the others, they start to get more challenging in how they're crafted.
Recycled Rags' primary release is on vinyl. Kluge says he likes the idea of taking songs that were popular 100 years ago and putting them on a medium that was also popular 100 years ago.
In 1915, 1916, if somebody wanted to hear ragtime music, if they weren't capable of playing it themselves and weren't going to get the sheet music, they would buy it on vinyl. Of course, the vinyl of today holds more songs.
So does vinyl sound better?
Well, you know, when you're listening to ragtime music and you're saying this music was popular 100 years ago, hearing all those little crackles and scratches, it really adds to it. I think it does.
Recycled Rag's primary pressing is on vinyl. Kluge has also made it available on CD and digitally as a compromise to the modern era. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.